Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas Amir Biyak Hashem and Leah Basi Tzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, tells us that with the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah told us that each person is judged individually. Kivnei Morin, and the Gemara tells us that there's three ways to understand Kivnei Morin. Either Kivnei Morin means like the sheep that go to Maaser Behemah, or referring to Milus Beis Morin, a very narrow and steep place that you have to go one by one. And see the Maharsha says that these three comparisons equate to the Rishayim, the Beinunim, and Tzadikim. So Rishayim are like sheep that go to being slaughtered. The Beinunim are the ones that it's very easy for them to fall from the steep place. And the Tzadikim, the one who worships HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in any case, the Gemara tells us that each one is judged individually. Says the Gemara still, Kulam niskarim biskirachas. They're also being judged as everybody together. In one look, Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at each one. Now, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos on the Mishnah says, V'anigla mizeh ha-maimer mevur kasher tiri. What's written clearly, we understand this Mishnah pretty good. Aval anistar, what's hidden, in yonik kasher mi'oid bli sofik. It's very hard to understand. Without a doubt. So the Rambam says something here in this Mishnah is very hard to understand. Says the Tesis Yantiv and Mishnayos, what does he mean? He means to this Gemara, how can it be? It's very hard for a human being to understand how each person is judged individually, and he's also judged Biskira Achas together with everybody else. That combination is something which is hard for others to comprehend, and therefore that's what the Rambam means, is something very difficult, that combination. And to give us a little bit of a time, of a taste, what is these two things, and how do these two things combine? I want to bring you two explanations brought down in the Gedolei HaSidus. The Bnei Yisachar says that the Pshat in Bnei Morin of Skira Achas is, based on how he explains what's brought down in our previous Pasha Vayero, that Avraham Avinu, when he's davening for his doim, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'af tispe tzadik im Rasha. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you kill a tzadik with a Rasha? Says Ibn Yisrael, so what does that mean? Where Avraham Avinu suspecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill a tzaddik with a rasha? So he says the pshat is, doesn't bring this example, but that we saw this in Parshas Noyach. It says that Noyach was tzaddik tovim b'doroisov. Some say, l'gnai, meaning that if Noyach would be in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't be a tzaddik. But he's compared to his generation. The Ibn Yisrael brings an example from the Isha that told the Leo Navi, when the Leo Navi came to her, why did you come? Before you came, I was the biggest tzaddik in my city. Now that you came, I'm not such a big tzaddik anymore. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdoi, he doesn't just judge a person based on what he is, but he judges him in comparison to his peers. And if he's better than his peers, he's also a tzaddik. So that's what Avraham Avinu says, Haf tispe tzaddik im rasha. Even in Zdoim, but there is somebody in Zdoim who's better than others. There's somebody in Zdoim who, compared to his peers, he's doing a little better. How can you kill him? That is the taina of Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him there's not even that. You don't even have enough tzaddikim that are better than their peers in Zdoim. But you see from here the idea that you look based on the peers. Says the Bnei Yisrael, that's the pshat in our Gemara. Everybody's judged, Kibnei Moran, each individual is judged on his own. But also Biskira Achas, also in comparison to his peers. That's the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person, compared to his generation, is good, so he's going to be a tzaddik, even though, based on what he can be, he's not the full tzaddik that he could be. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says another pshat, very deep pshat. He says, the idea of Skira Achas is that every individual, when he does a mitzvah, does an aveiro, he's affecting not only himself, but he's affecting the whole world. And not only is he affecting the whole world, he's affecting all generations before and after. A mice of an individual really has an effect everywhere, on everyone for all generations. Just an example to this, I just saw that it's brought down in the name of the Vilna Goyen, that there's a halacha that a person, when he gets up in the morning, he should do Negel Vasar, and he should not walk four amas without doing Negel Vasar, because there's a tumah on the hands. There's the famous story with the Graf Patotsky, who was a priest that became a ger. And because he left the priesthood to become a Jew, the church ran after him and they caught him and they burned him in the town square in front of everybody. And he went through a process of doing an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. and he went with the goyin. The goyin gave him instructions what to do. He brought down the soid v'shoyish avaydo. God dressed to a goy in order to be in that moment, in order to do a bracha of kiddush Hashem. Someone dying in kiddush Hashem. It was a tremendous kiddush Hashem in the world. Said the goyin after this tremendous kiddush Hashem that from here on one can walk more than four amos without washing his hands. Because that tumah that's on the hands was diminished by the Kiddush Hashem that the Grav Patotsky did. A person who does a maisa, it affects the whole world and affects all generations. Says Reb Tzadik, that's Reb Shaya in the Gemara. Person is nidoy kivnei moroin, but also beskira achas, as what his maisim affecting the world and as a whole, all generations, that's also part of the judgment. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.